Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Gwynn and Chris back at Petco Park. Padres and Mets. Tony's off getting ready for a TV assignment tonight. Crisello here going to carry you the rest of the way. And Bill Sinner dropping by from the Padres and Union Tribune, former great sports writer. Bill, I don't know that we're outstepping our bounds here, but there seems to be perhaps a developing story happening in front of our eyes down here on the field. Fernando Tatis Jr. is slamming batting practice pitches up into the Western Metal Supply Company building like he's been doing it his whole life. I've heard no announcement. I don't know that the Padres plan on making any announcement, but I do know that his 10-day injured list time is up here in a couple of days.
I don't, it's going to be very interesting because there's going to be a faction that says he needs to go out on a rehab assignment. He's 20. He needs at-bats in a game. There's part of me that says no, that if he's on the field, and even if he has a couple 0-for-4s the first couple days, you're going to be better off with him at short and Machado at third than you are with Ty France or Greg Garcia. I mean, I like them, but they are not the talent that this guy is. I mean, just watching him during batting practice, he excites you just taking batting practice.
He is crushing balls down there.
Right.
And it just does lead us to believe that hopefully he will be back soon. And if nothing else, sooner rather than later, because I think when you saw that injury and you hear hamstring, you never can tell. That can be a month or two sometimes for a guy, and maybe it still will be. I don't know. But just looking at him, he looks like he's pretty close.
Well, for a 38-year-old guy, it'd probably be a month or two.
or a guy like our age,
right.
It's a lifetime.
It's amazing how 20-year-old athletes seem to have their own recovery pace.
That's right.
Of course, what he's doing with the bat right now is not the question. It's what he can do when he jogs, how he feels, has he run full speed yet? I don't think so.
Right.
So it all comes in stages, but from it looks like the bat's alive.
My goodness,
certainly,
is it ever.
Yeah, if he can run and he can play shortstop and you don't have a question about that, I'd really be sort of fuzzy on whether he needs a rehab assignment. Now, if the hamstring is still a little bit tight and he's not quite sure how hard he can run, then you send him out for a couple of days to see just what kind of physical shape he's in.
He just looks like he wants to play so bad. He wanted to play the minute after he got injured.
Right.
So they're going to have to watch him. Bill Sinner joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline from Petco Park. What was your take on Chris Paddock's bravado heading into the game last night and the way everything played out against the Mets?
I love it.
You loved it?
I absolutely loved it.
Okay.
I've been waiting for the Padres to have a pitcher with a gunslinger-type attitude ever since Jake Peavy. I love that. I love pitchers that say, this is my game. You're not going to take it from me. Randy Jones used to get upset if the manager came to the top step of the dugout to come get him. He would actually signal him, go away. I mean, you were in you saw it.
Yeah,
and get out of here. This is my game. I want somebody like Paddock. Now, that said, you still have to protect him. I don't know what the innings number is they have for him, but the way he's going, it's going to run out sometime after the All-Star break. And then the question is going to be, do you risk it and let him throw more, or do you shut him down? It could be a Strasburg-type question at the end of the season.
I know. It's just something that's kind of in the back of all of our minds. We know it might come or it will come, but we just don't really want to think about it. Because right now, Chris Paddock, I mean, statistically, Bill, is leading the league in ERA, batting average against, and whip.
Right.
So that, to me, makes him the hardest pitcher to hit in all of the National League.
Right.
Not and only that's crazy for a rookie to be doing what he's doing.
Not only is he the hardest pitcher to hit, he's not giving up any walks. There are no runners on base. And that's a phenomenal combination. But what I really like is how he goes after hitters. I mean, he goes out there with intent, and I love that. I mean, he wants to get that guy out of there as quickly as possible, and he thinks he's better than any hitter. And so far, he's been proven right. I like the bravado. I like the swagger. I'd like to see more young guys develop that.
Well, it's kind of something that's come along, I think, a little bit with this generation. I mean, we're talking about the guys like a Tim Anderson in Chicago with the bat flip.
And right.
It's becoming a little bit more accepted. I even think Pete Alonso of the Mets, handled it very well after the game last night and said, look, you know, he said he was going to come get me, and he got me.
Right.
You know, and hopefully I'll get him next time. But tonight was his night, and these kids, they really believe in themselves, and I don't think you can stop that from happening anymore. Whereas many years ago, I think if somebody like Chris Paddock would have said, "Hey, we'll see what happens Monday night," you think Dick Williams wouldn't have had him in the office in a hurry?
I don't know because I think Dick Williams was somebody who wanted to see that.
He liked that too.
He actually liked that. But I mean, I go back to the days of Bob Gibson and
yeah.
Sandy Koufax.
I know.
Mickey Lolich. They pitched with an attitude every game, no matter what. If they were going good or going bad, they pitched with an attitude. And I like that so much in Chris Paddock.
I think that'll be the interesting thing to see if and when he does struggle a little bit, if he's able to keep that bravado, because there's going to have to be some point
sure.
he's going to give up some
sure.
runs. But right now he's been spectacular. It's been so fun. This team, the win on Sunday, Hunter Renfroe's grand slam, you never know what it's all going to mean, but the fact that they got out of there with a win over the Dodgers and in the fashion with which they got it leads me to believe that they leave this weekend or left the weekend feeling like, you know what, hey, we can compete with that team. And that was what they needed to kind of find out this weekend, and I think that the answer was fairly positive.
Well, I think they needed the win on Sunday because it sort of reinforced what had happened early on Saturday or Friday and Saturday. They learned they could compete with the Dodgers. They also learned that if you don't keep adding on, you're
right.
in big trouble. So I think if they had lost that game Sunday, I think that would have been a real downer. But the fact that they came back after the way they had started the first two games, I think is a big plus bonus.
Tony and I were talking a little earlier about the fact that this team in general, not just Chris Paddock, seems to kind of carry with it a bit of a bravado and a bit of an edge. And we surmised that kind of came along with Manny Machado. And
right.
I'm just curious what your thinking is on that, because it's kind of like when you go out for the evening on a Saturday night with a big group of people and then the 6'9", 270-pound guy's with you too, you feel like you can, you know, be a little more outgoing and aggressive because you got this guy behind you. I feel like the signing of Machado has done that for these kids on this Padre team.
I don't think it was the signing of Machado as much as when Machado first got here and how he handled himself and how he sort of created a different type of environment. And I'll go back to the first road trip where he took everybody to dinner
yeah.
and everybody showed up. All the players, everybody that he invited was there. And that just showed that, okay, this guy is taking charge of everything in a way that's not boisterous, that's, you know, just solid professional, you know, watch what I do, let's just do it the right way. And that's what they're doing. I mean, they make mistakes. They're young. They're going to make mistakes. They're going to lose some games. They're going to lose a lot of games because everybody loses a lot of games.
Sure.
But I do like what I've seen, the improvement in just the attitude and the direction of where they want to be, where every player wants to take himself.
Speaking of players taking themselves, Eric Hosmer, just in the last, I don't know, 2-3 weeks, I think it's been a little bit kind of under the radar, but it seems like he's starting to hit and feel a little more comfortable and look a little bit like the guy they got, that they thought they got from Kansas City. And you know, let Renfro hit all these home runs and Paddock do all this stuff, but Hosmer's your consistent guy, and if he can stay at this consistency, it's going to really be nice.
Well, A.J. Casavell and I were just talking about Hosmer, and I think that he is finding his niche on this team.
Yeah.
I don't think last year when he was the guy, he's not really wired to be that player. He is wired to be a supplemental player and be part of a bigger thing. And I like the last 15 games where he's hit over 400 in the last 15 games. The approach has been, I'm going to take this ball to left field. I'm going to hit this ball to right center. The approach has been perfect. And he is now not trying. Well, that's a nice mix of words right there. He's no longer feeling that he has to be the guy that gets the runs home. If I don't do it, the guy behind me is going to pick it up, or, you know, they've already put guys on base. I just got to move them along. I think that this is his realm. This is where he really shines as a player in the role that he's in right now.
Bill Center shines in any role, whether he's a great writer or helping us out on the air, broadcasting with us, or working for the Padres, and it's always great having you on the show, sir.
Chris, I love it. I love doing this. So
we have a great time, and I'm
right.
So glad you come over and say hi once in a while. Thank you, Bill. Bill Center.
Thanks,
there,
Chris.
On the SDCCU Fan Hotline. You can nominate SDCCU Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at sdccu.com/nominate San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It is better.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.